Morning again.
Morning.
So, if somebody would tell you that Jesus came back to life, would you believe it?
Yes.
It happened somewhat 10,000 years ago. And as you all know, that we don't really have something we may call a factual history about him. We only have what people say or share as they have witnessed. So today, my challenge, I always challenge you, my apologies for that, but I take my job as more to challenge you than just simply kind of comfort you. So, challenge is about what it is that you believe. What do you believe? And how do you believe what you believe? And most importantly, why? And I like searching the meaning of the words, so I have a few definitions in my hand and found it quite fascinating. I'd like to share this first with you. According to English dictionary, to believe means, one, to accept something as true, or feel sure of the truth of. Two, to hold something as an opinion, or think or suppose. There's quite a gap in those two. So I dig into then what does it mean to say it's true? So the word true has this definition. I'm not sure it's really helpful or more confusing. In accordance with fact or reality. Or accurate or exact. So fact or reality. So I have those here too. Fact means a thing that is known or proved to be true. It goes back to the true again. See, you see this chain here? Also, a thing is known to be true. Known to be true is enough to be a fact. Interesting, isn't it? Or proved to be true. But the truth is, again, in accordance with facts or reality. I'm not sure who created this dictionary, but it's not exactly pointing clearly where it goes. And then reality is defined as this. The world or state of things as they actually exist. As opposed to an idealistic or notional idea of them. Or the state or quality of having existence or substance. Existence or substance. And I stop there because there are too many that goes on and on. So, when you are saying you believe Jesus was resurrected, was it a fact? Or was it a reality that you're agreeing with?
It might have been a reality to his closest followers in that intensely emotional period.
Yes. So that's to accept something as true. Interestingly, Chinese word to believe also actually has a very interesting combination. It is a combined word of human and word. So to believe means somehow to hold on to or to take what human says. So on this Easter morning, long, long, long time ago, these three ladies went to the tomb, worrying and wondering and full of sadness. Because they buried Jesus' body in a hurry. It was very late afternoon. Passover was about to begin. They didn't have time to do proper burial. So they were bringing spices and oil to prepare his body. But as I show you, the huge rock that would seal the tomb is very heavy. That they actually, even three ladies or three men, I don't think they can move it aside. So they were worrying about it, somehow hoping that they may get somebody to open it. And they, as they arrived, the tomb was already open. And as Mary Magdalene went in, there's a man greeting them. And he told her that he's not here because he's back to life. She was joyful. She came back to disciples. They did not believe her. Jesus appeared to her, and actually not this time, she actually saw Jesus. She came back to disciples again, telling that they did not believe her.
And he said to her, "Don't touch me." Well, that's the story.
Yeah, that's in another gospel, yes. Or, now Jesus appeared to two disciples, and they came to the rest of them and saying, "We saw resurrected Jesus." They did not believe. And finally, Jesus had to appear in front of their eyes as they were eating. Did they really believe? That's the question. In a way, the challenge is, what will take you to believe something? How does belief actually forms within your mind? In marriage premarital counselings, I discuss with couples about the foundation of trust, or to believe each other, is communication. And communication, what it does is, again, not about telling the other what I think or trying to convince the other person. Communication is about to understand each other, to know and understand each other. And often we think communication is to let other understand what I'm thinking so that he or she agree with me. That's how we a lot of times use communication. But the real purpose of communication is actually to understand, to know, understand the other person. More you know, more you understand the other person, somehow in your heart, you can feel like you can trust that person more and more. In a way, it becomes real in your heart how this person is. This person will have substance and existence in you. Now, is this something that you can prove? Not really. Is this something that is kind of known to everybody? In a way, yes. So, on this Easter message, what is the spiritual message in here? Three women. According to Siddenbuch's interpretation, women usually symbolize love, affection, deeper feelings. This love is not something that we normally use as a love. An example, if you have this love, yet you can hate somebody else, you don't have it yet. If you think you have that love and you can criticize somebody else, no, that's not it yet. If you can think anything bad, negative things with it, it's not it yet. When this love happens to you, you can only somehow think about positive things and good things, or ways to help others. That's the only thing you can think about. Because that love is actual presence of God in your heart. And message is, we should listen to that heart. Problem is, we'll not believe it. This heart will receive something deep within and come back to us and telling, hey, see, this is real. It's happening. You can be like this. And we're saying, no, I haven't seen it. I'm not going to believe it. And yet again, comes back and saying, no, no, it's really true. You got to believe this. We're saying, no, not going to happen. And these two disciples, two men, men usually symbolize understanding, truth. So now Jesus is kind of sending, God sending to us, what about this? There's a rationality here. There's a logic here. What about, you can understand this, right? Not just not power from love, but there is explanation attached to it. Hopefully that we may accept it. But we're still saying, no. So that's what it takes. But God never gives up. So this message is wonderful for me. And the core of Christianity is about God never stopping and never stop loving humans. In a way, Jesus appeared in front of everyone and showing that, here I am. Now do you believe? And hope is we don't go that far to accept and believe. Because it's not about punishment or God not liking us. None of those. Simple truth is this. If we were to embrace and accept and believe the first message from our heart, our joy will be full. 120%. You will be delighted with it. But we're not accepting that, then afterward, maybe it'll be 100%. But then maybe 80%. Then maybe like 60%. We'll still be joyful. But our joy is reduced, not because God is not sending us, giving us, but because we're not accepting it. We're not ready. We're not prepared to accept it. So, this is Easter, wonderful day, happy day. And hopefully, today you listen to the voice of your heart that is receiving that love from God. And hopefully, and I pray, you say, yes, I believe it. And may your joy be full. Amen.
Amen.